Got some breaking news just coming through in regards to the Moya Stakes tomorrow night at Moonee Valley, and it's not good news from the Kiramar and Dave Eustace stable. They've just released that Away Game has an elevated temperature and she will be scratched from the Moya. So they can't take a trick. They lost Anders to an elevated temperature last week, who was going to be the nominal favourite for the Moya, and now Away Game is out as well. So that's disappointing news for the Connections, and also Dean Holland, who had a ripper ride with just 50 kilos. So Away Game out of the Moya Stakes tomorrow night. That'll make things a little easier for Hey Doc. Calvin McAvoy joins us this morning. Good morning, Cal. How are you?
Yeah, good morning. How are you going?
Very well indeed. Gee, even though we've lost Away Game, it's going to be a ripper field tomorrow night, and it looks like there is speed to burn. You've drawn out wide in gate 11. From your early look at the race and how you think it'll pan out, where do you think your boy will land?
Yeah, look, I'm not really sure. I don't think the barrier is too bad a thing for us, to be honest. Michael, he's won a Manicato from an outside gate, and his timing at the gate is impeccable when he's on song, and he seems to jump quicker from an outside gate. I don't know if that's just coincidental or not, but if we do get the rain as well, it might be a bit of a blessing. So it's not the worst thing.
She's a star, Hey Doc, isn't he? And he, from all reports, burned up the track with that piece of work he did earlier in the week, and he loves the Valley. He's won a Stud Stakes there in the Manicato that you mentioned. How has he come back?
Yeah, he's come back amazing. He's just got back from the beach this morning. He's obviously very big in condition still, but I think that's just him now. He's done a lot of work, especially for just a 1,000-metre race. But, touchwood, he's just had the perfect preparation. When I went to Moonee Valley on early in the week, I said to Luke, he can get a little bit casual when we bring him away from home and his work on his own, but he certainly wasn't, and he had a really good hit out. That would have cleaned him up perfectly for tomorrow night.
Well, he's 7 years of age now. Has he got the speed to win a Group 1 over 1,000?
Yeah, well, that's the question, isn't it? His history and his form would say probably not. But these sprint races, funny things can happen. It's all going to, it does look a heap of speed, and he's obviously naturally a very fast horse, but I don't think he needs to be bustling to be right up there in a speed battle with another three or four horses. So if they do overdo it and he can slot in, just behind him, for sure, I think he's going well enough, that's for sure.
Have you got one or two that you think will be the hardest to knock off?
Yeah, it's a good field, isn't it? I mean, Bella Vella drawn one. she's in great form. The Clarkin team's done a great job with her. She's obviously going to be very competitive, but, it does only give a horse like Hey Doc 2 kilos. And then you've got to respect Hanseatic. I've seen him a bit at Flemington in the mornings. He looks fantastic in the 52 kilos. That brings him right in. Pippi, very fast horse, and obviously the horse that's come over from the west, it's come up favourite. It's going to be a really good race, but I wouldn't want to swap my horse.
You're $14. Do you think you've been a bit forgotten about?
I do, yeah, I do. Probably due to the 1,000 metres, I'd say, but, this race will kick him off in the right step towards a Manicato. He's not fully wound up, and he never can be going into a first-up run when you're the size of what he is, but he's certainly fought enough to be competitive.
How's Sistar come back this time in?
Yeah, she's good. She's good. She mixes her work a little bit this mare, so it's a little bit harder to get a gauge of where she's at. But obviously, she trialled up quite well. 9.55, Michael Poy, who's won on the mare before, she's not the easiest ride. So it looks a nice enough race to kick her off in.
If the rain comes, will that be a question mark for her?
Yes, it will. Yeah, it certainly will.
And what about Shrouded in Mist? She's a roughie. Is this just another prep race to try and get her fit for something a bit deeper into the carnival?
Yes and no. Look, she had a torrid run the other day at Flemington. She did all the work for the eventual winner, which was the stablemate. Not by design, that's for sure, but she got caught sort of four wide and had a bit of a tough run. She's really fit this mare now. She's really come on. Jamie Mott galloped her Monday morning at Moonee Valley, really liked her. And because she's won a Group 2, she gets a little bit more difficult to place now, being up in the 90s, being rated up in the 90s. So she's drawn well. she's now fit enough to be able to really put herself in a forward position in the races, and all of her best form has been when she's been able to roll on and control. So I haven't had a good look at the speed map yet. But look, she's a roughie. She probably deserves to be a roughie, but she's going very well at home if she's good enough.
Gee, the stable's going well. Second and third in the Group 1 last week, the Rupert Clark. Are you enjoying running the ship in Melbourne with the old man back in Adelaide?
Yeah, it's really good. Look, it's obviously I've only been over here just over a month, and the team and Michael Shepson have done a fantastic job over the past few months and through a very difficult time. And, you know, we were over there in Adelaide where it was basically normal life, and I had to come over here, coming to the Spring Carnival, which I'm glad I did. It's been good and great for the results we've had over the past couple of weeks for the team. Really put a pep in their step.
All right, who's your best tomorrow night or back at home where you've got a heap of runners?
Yeah, look, I'm just so excited about Hey Doc, having him back at the races. You can't discount him. You know, he's a three-time Group 1 winner. So I'm really excited about him. We've got a few really nice chances in Adelaide on Saturday. A horse called Sign of Yasuri is running in race two. He'll be very hard to beat. And also a horse called The Difference that just went back over. He actually got scratched at the gates at Bendigo, I think it was Bendigo last Wednesday. Just hit his head very, very minorly, and they decided to scratch him, which was very disappointing. But he's travelled back there. He's running in the perfect race for him, race seven. I expect him to be winning.
Good morning. Got an SMS saying, can you win the last today also at Sale?
Yeah, we can. We can. He's a horse that's had no luck in his two starts of this preparation, and he's run second in them and should have won both. So he's travelled over in good order. Looks a really nice race for him, made to order. And, yeah, I think he'll be winning.
Zoffler in the last. Good on you, Calvin. Good luck over the weekend.
Thanks very much. Appreciate it.